Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. As always, from the wide range of areas you guys are coming from, it is fall and it's going to be fun. We got a lot of fun stuff we're going to talk about today. We're going to be talking a little bit about some pheasant hunting, just some high-level stuff, nothing too detailed. And we're going to talk with Matt from Amped Outdoors about the latest cool stuff coming for ice fishing. That and more. Stay tuned and we'll be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Hey, Ava.
How's it going, my friend?
It's happening.
It's going.
It's going.
A lot of things are happening.
I have so many my buddies call me that just like, hey, is a river going yet? Is a river going yet? As far as the fish goes. And, you know, one of the things that spring and fall in the river fishing for me is absolutely my favorite time to fish absolutely bar none, without question. And it usually takes a little temperature change, and usually it's around the middle to the end of October.
I was going
to
say, does it really rely on it getting cooler?
It does.
Do they just kind of have like an internal calendar?
They do the internal thing as well, the daylight changes and whatever. But water temp makes a difference, but also water itself, because you get an influx of water into the system from rain, the fish, then they get on fire and then they head up to the head of the lake and up into the river where they hang out. Wow, this has not been good, though. This year,
no?
I mean, you're going to get fish, and I'm not saying the fishery's not going and not going to, you know, you're not going to catch fish.
It's just not like it should be yet.
The flow is low. The temperatures are, I mean, it's great to go fishing, but, you know, it's just not doing what it normally would do in fall. So it's one of those things. It's kind of a bummer. I get all excited for fall fishing and jigging and everything, and then it's like, this is not happening. And it's in a way, it's frustrating because it's that in between kind of thing. You know,
I haven't looked at the extended forecast. When is it gonna make a difference, temperature wise?
Next week, there's going to be some rain.
Well, thank goodness for that.
I just pulled that up. Yeah.
After June, I didn't think I'd ever ask for rain again.
I apologize. We're talking
Red Wing.
In the Red Wing area, mm-hmm. Right? So 10
Minnesota,
day,
if you didn't know.
Yeah.
From our
Red Wing, Minnesota. Beautiful, beautiful Red Wing, Minnesota. Towards the end of the week, next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, looks like rain. But, you know, we're looking at temperatures all week, 55, 60, 70. They're saying Monday, 75, Tuesday, 70, and Wednesday. So, and then 55, 53, 56, 53.
What does Halloween look like?
What day is Halloween?
The 31st, Thursday.
Thursday, 53, 40% chance of rain.
Oh, great.
Go figure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Friday's good. No.
Friday's good.
Wednesday's rain. All right. 70 and rain.
All right.
Cold front coming in. But, you know, it's one of those, like I say, it's one of those things. It's, you want to go spend time in the outdoors, and you're going to be able to have nice temperatures to go outside. No question about it. Do some hiking, do some ball walks. That's kind of neat. But
yeah, we got nice colors right now, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and they're not going to last long. I mean, if you haven't noticed, it usually happens as soon as the colors get nice. The breeze comes up.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And it's not just a little
and
one.
And it laughs.
Yeah, exactly.
It says, ha ha.
Kind of a cool story. Just wanted to throw in at the top of the show. Minnesotan qualified for the Bassmaster Elite roster. This gentleman's out of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, Ethan Fothergill. Not long ago, underwent surgery for a mass on his brain.
Oh.
That made that qualifying for that championship, or excuse me, the Elite Series, not championship, but the Elite Series, an even sweeter accomplishment. A little over a year ago, he was in a hospital and infected with a mass in his brain. I wonder if you're able to bass fish again. Now he has achieved it. The Grand Rapids, Minnesota native claimed to tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite Qualifier Angler of the Year title with a total of 1,606 points, earning the Bass Pro invite to the 2025 season. And he also got a check for $45,000. This is a remarkable season, included two victories on Lake Eufaula and his Leech Lake home. That's always cool.
Mm-hmm.
Five other top 25 finishes in the Opens. Super cool how it unfolded. I really didn't think I was capable of this, but here we are. Opens pro Cody Meyer came to hometown of Grand Rapids when I was in eighth grade. I went up to him and met him and told him, Cody, he didn't remember it, but it was a really big moment for me, and he's someone who's always looked up to. And for me and him to go neck and neck was a super cool experience. So congrats to Easton Fothergill and that accomplishment, because that is no small feat. Now we get to play against the big boys, which is one of those things where you can do the local stuff sometimes and do well. He's obviously done well in the Opens, and you get to travel and play against some quite amazing anglers. But when it comes to the elite side of it, that's a different step. And best wishes and good luck to him as the season unfolds. Come, I think it's January it opens up,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken. When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit about a kid from Michigan who won the Junior World Skeet Shooting Championship. And we're also going to be back with Matt from Amped Outdoors to talk a little bit about...
We've talked to him before.
Yeah, we have. He's got some cool stuff. We always like to have him come on when it comes to be a seasonal change, so you make sure you don't forget about the
What's
batteries.
What's coming up next? Yeah.
I always, you have to chuckle, because whether it's a boat, a sled, or whatever, your graphs that you're bringing out with the ATV on the ice, it usually happens when you get out on the ice, you think everything's just fine, and then you get out there,
crap. It does not. It
doesn't
is not
work.
Fine.
No, it doesn't work, and it can ruin a day. So let's not make a day ruined. Stay tuned. Matt's going to be coming right up. Hang tight. Thanks for hanging in there, you guys. And, of course, we always like to have you guys check us out where, Ava?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
And Facebook. Of course. All those good things you're going to be able to log on. We keep talking about it. The interactive website we've got. You want to find something that's going on in your state or a state you may be going and doing a little hunting. If there's some change that you may want to check out, you can find it there. Click on the map and find your DNR or Natural Resource Division. It's going to be right there. So, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, how many fun toys we have. Ava's like, okay, we got a boat. We've got, you know, graphs. We've got everything under the sun. But one common thing that they all operate on, and if they don't operate, it makes for a bad day. Batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries, as they say. And a good friend of the show, friend of mine, and all around good guy. Got to add that in there. Matt from Amped Outdoors. He's the owner of Amped Outdoors and a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of amazing products as well. Matt, good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, and thank you for the kind words.
Well, you know, I got to build up. I got to build up guests. You know, make them get the head really big, and then they stay around for a little bit. So, you know, having used the product for a number of years, many years actually, you know, the one that really piqued my interest that we've been running the last 3 years is that 36-volt battery, and running them in parallel. I am amazed. All I have to do is run two batteries instead of three. The weight is amazing. The space to take, you've got much reduced space, plus the longevity that you can run it. I know about 3 weeks ago, we were up on Devil's Lake and the wind was blowing 60, no lie. It was 52 steady blowing to 60. And we fished out there 4 hours and it was on a bomb out at about a 9. And no problem whatsoever. It hung tight, no diminishing battery life, and it held tight enough. So we got back, charged it up, and it only took maybe a couple hours to get it charged back up. So amazing what that kind of a battery can do, and really helps the experience overall, whether it's adding storage space, which was the piece that really was nice for myself. We didn't have to have batteries in the back of the boat because you normally have, you know, two starting and then three others. And, you know, so it really helped out a lot in the charger fast, which was cool. I love that. You guys have the charger that charges them up. So a lot of cool stuff for boats. But, you know, this fall, if you're looking for a new battery, there's nothing better and a great way to tap off the season. And, of course, kick off next year when you're ready to go. And if you're doing a lot of fall fishing, et cetera, it's a great way to get on the water and stay on the water. So that's one thing. But the season coming up, we got ice, and ice. And in a big way, batteries play a big role. And you've got some cool stuff that's out. We'll talk a little bit first on the portable electronics that it's key for everybody. Whether you're on a bucket or you're on an ATV, you're probably going to have yourself a graph of some sort, whether it's a high-end or just a standard flasher. What do you got in that type of the fence?
Oh, absolutely. Pretty good lineup. And now the nice thing about the ice is even at 60-mile-an-hour winds, it's still fishable. I don't think you'd catch me out there open water or ice with that. I give you credit for that. But we've got a very wide selection of batteries for ice fishing. So whether you're powering shack lights, you want to power a whole, like a fish house, you know, that a full wheelhouse that you're bringing out on the ice, or you're fishing electronics. And I'll tell you, more and more people are bringing electronics on the ice. They're only getting larger. It's no longer just bringing out that little flasher that draws very little power. People are bringing out their forward-facing sonars and all this advanced equipment. So we've got a pretty good lineup of batteries, anywhere from 8 amp hour for a traditional flasher, you know, all the way, you know, out to 52 amp hour batteries for portable units. And then in ice houses, you know, one of the things we released this year was a heated charging function in all of our larger form factor batteries. So
okay, wait, slow down.
Larger.
Wait,
yeah,
you got a heater? A what? How does that work?
Yeah. So with lithium, you do not want to charge them below freezing. So if you use the lithium battery in the past in an ice house, you'd have to wait and, you know, bring that home, wait for it to warm up before you can actually charge it. With these newer ones, 60 amp hours and larger, we have, it's kind of like a heating blanket, so to say, inside of the battery pack. So what you do is you connect it to our charger, and it'll heat the battery up to 32 degrees. Then it starts accepting a charge. So you can charge it in cold conditions if you're out on your ice, say off of a generator or something like that. So you don't always have to wait for that battery to be warmed up to charge again. The battery itself will self-heat itself.
That's amazing. So, and how is 150 amp hour batteries are the, that's the minimum size?
It's 60 amp hours and larger.
Oh, so 60 amp hours and larger. Okay.
60, yep, 60 all the way up to 160 amp hours with that technology built into it. So it's, and it's not just for the ice, you know, for the anglers who fish year round, you know, fish early spring on the river systems, or, you know, fish late in the year for, you know, muskie or whatever it happens to be. Yeah, you could plug in your boat at night and your batteries will take a charge, where in the past a lot of your lithium batteries would not charge below freezing.
So if somebody's lived under a rock the last 8 to 10 years and they've never heard of a lithium, or they said, you know what, I don't get it, I don't understand it, what can you give them? What do you want to call it, the abridged version or the lithium for dummies type version? What would you say would be the big things that come up as the advantage in going with lithium versus a standard lead acid type battery?
Oh, yeah. The basics are incredibly lightweight. So you're typically going to carry around 1/3 the amount of weight, whether it's in your boat or in your electronics. And you can get up to double the capacity, you know, per size, or sometimes even more. So when you get a 100 amp hour lead acid battery, you typically only get about 50 amp hours of use on it, and that's kind of like your fuel tank. Well, when you buy a 100 amp hour lithium battery, you're going to get 100 amp hours out of it. So you really get about double the capacity, you know, 1/3, half the weight, and then significantly longer life expectancy. So a lithium battery can last up to 5 times longer than your traditional lead acid and AGM. So it might be a little bit more of an investment up front, but honestly, it pays off for itself in the long run.
Well, and I think that normally what ends up happening with a lot of us, you end up in spring or when you think your battery over the season that you're not using it, oh, my battery's just fine. And then you get out there to use it the first time, and maybe you're in the middle of your trip and it's not so fine. That could be a problem. And
yeah,
the storage on a lithium is a little bit different, and it gives you more latitude, if I'm not mistaken, than a standard lead acid battery.
Oh, yeah, it sure does. Like you said, in same size form factor, you can get some, you know, sometimes far more than double the capacity, you know, or operating times out of them. But you know, they have very low self-discharge rates, and you know, they can withstand higher temperatures, and that's what really gives you that 5 times longer life expectancy. They're just so much more efficient, and that's why you're starting to see pretty much everything, not just in fishing or outdoors, but you're seeing everything kind of go into the lithium battery technology, if not already.
And if it's true, I think it's usually about 8 to 10 years that you're looking at in a standard usage, don't you think, with the lithium, as opposed to maybe 3 years with a standard battery?
Yeah, lithium in general. Yeah, most people replace lead acid batteries every 2 to 3 years. Lithium batteries, you can get upwards 10 years, sometimes even longer out of them. You know, and there's some care and maintenance involved to them. Obviously, you know, proper storage during the off-season, the season and all that. But yeah, you traditionally could get that 5 times longer life out of them than your life.
That's awesome. So
yeah,
when it looks at the depth and breadth of your lineup, you've got a standard size batteries. It's 12 volt, right? You've got the 36 volt, which is amazing. Fill people in on the 36 volt and how that works for your boat or whatever you have that's 36 volt system.
Well, yeah. I mean, typically your lead acid batteries are only 12 volts. So in past, you had to create 24 volts or 36 volts to use that with your trolling motors. With lithium, you can create a 24 volt battery and you can create a 36 volt battery. And, you know, like, for example, on our 36-volt single 60-amp-hour battery, that is a group size 31 product that weighs in under 40 pounds, and that replaces 3 lead-acid batteries in your boat. And that will give you longer operating times than 3 lead-acid batteries. It's going to be, you save at least 100 pounds out of your boat, and you just gain that extra space, which you can use for tackle or other things.
No, and from firsthand experience, that change was all the difference in the world. And the length of time that you get out of it is amazing as well. So you can have strong winds. And this is the other thing that I was very surprised at, is a lot of times people think it's the waves that are causing the need to have a high setting on your bow mount, but it's actually the wind resistance is one of the biggest things. And I found it out the hard way. With 60 mile an hour winds, we're trying to hide behind a road. And when you're hiding behind a road, you're trying to figure out, okay, gust of wind, you're trying to stay pulling live bait evenly, make sure that it's spinning correctly, it doesn't drop, all that is going on in your mind. And then on top of it, one of our friends is not running lithium, I am, and 3 hours in, he's all the way maxed and losing the battle. He can't keep up where I'm at. So we had to put the kicker down, the kicker engine down, the gas power kicker, and he had to operate that the rest of the day, and I was not needing to do it. So it was such a night and day difference, and having that capability, it can make or break a trip and or a day fishing without question. And especially if you go out some of these remote areas, there's not a lot of access to much of anything. And when you're able to have that type of a latitude to do what you want, not have to worry about the conditions really causing you problems because of the equipment, that's pretty darn cool. That to me is well worth the investment. So again, we're looking at, if you have a portable or something like that, size-wise, same size, fits in the same compartment that you would have in your portable flasher or whatever portable electronics that you have?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we've got quite a few different form factors because now with your larger forward-facing sonars, they have more space, inside of their shuttles to put larger batteries. So we do have those, but we have your traditional, 8-amp-hour, 15- and 19-amp-hour batteries. That are lithium that will fit the same size opening as your traditional 7 to 9 amp hour lead acid battery. And I mean, just those alone, you're looking at 2 to 3 times the amount of operating time, per battery. Nice. So, that'll make a big difference. And ice fishing, you want to be as portable and light as possible. So saving the extra 3 to 5 pounds makes a huge difference.
Now for the regular batteries, you also have a separate charger that you have available, correct?
Oh yes, we have chargers available now. We carry the small chargers for your smaller batteries. We have standard chargers, and then we have onboard waterproof chargers that we released this last year, and those will work with. We've got them available for 12 volt systems. They'll work with lead acid AGM and lithium, and then we also have multi bank chargers that'll charge your 24 and 36 volt batteries. So a pretty wide assortment available on our website.
Yeah. So the nitty-gritty, where can somebody find your products in the Midwest? Obviously, we cover everywhere from Pierce, South Dakota to Kalamazoo, Michigan. Where can people look those up and find a place for them?
Oh, absolutely. Shields is probably your biggest retailer. They carry our products year-round along with your Reed Sporting Goods. Thorn Brothers carries products year-round. Or you can go to our website, amped outdoors.com. And we've got all of our products on our website, free shipping, and typically within the Midwest, you're looking at one, at most, 2 business days for transit. So we get the product to you pretty quick.
That's awesome. And Matt, again, it's ampedoutdoors.com, and you can find some stuff there and have a good time with that for sure. I appreciate you coming on, Matt. This is awesome.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. We'll see you out in the water.
You bet. We'll be there for sure.
Yep.
And we are going to be hanging out a little bit here. We got a couple more stories to do. And we thank Matt for obviously hanging in there with us and giving us some good information, as always. And you know what's cool about that? I have had trips totally ruined.
Just because of the battery.
I had a tournament messed up by a battery. I had to back troll in the wind. Be with my big engine because my batteries went to crap. So when it comes to having a battery that helps, it's a big deal. And I think a lot of people out there know. So pretty cool. Let's jump into the story that I kind of alluded to at the top of the show. This is kind of cool. A Michigan 18-year-old kid, Tyler Wildman, or Wildman. We'll call him Wildman.
Might as well.
I'm just going to do that. We'll call him Wildman. Won the Junior World Skeet Shooting Championship. And it's pretty cool. And, of course, this is clay shooting. If you're not familiar with skeet, there's two forms, or there's multiple forms of ways you can have a competition with clay pigeons. A clay pigeon is a disc. It's about 3.5-4 inches. I don't know exact the dimensions of it, but it's thrown out of a machine that throws it like a frisbee. When it's hit with a shot material, multiple shot coming out of a shotgun, it breaks it up, and therefore you're considered it a hit. And if you ever, have you ever shot competitively? Or you ever?
No.
Okay.
So I if shoot you go to once a year.
So if you go to the trap range.
I get like 9 out of 25.
When you go to the trap range, the funniest part about it is when you're, you pay for a round, you have a guy that launches, you, mm-hmm. you say, okay, pull, and then you shoot, and he keeps score.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you miss, he says, loss. And every time I hear that word, I just laugh because it loss. It's like, oh, I lost again and again and again.
Yeah,
and it can get frustrating. But one of those things is you get to this level, you know, you're looking at shooting 100 units. So pretty crazy, but he's competing against 100 of the best young shooters in the world in Jacksonville, Florida, and he took home first place in the 28-gauge division by hitting 99 out of 100 targets and winning a shoot-off against three other competitors. It was really cool because I got to meet and compete against the best hunters and shooters in the country. And, I mean, what a cool deal for him. Amazing. 16 tournaments he'll compete in before the season ends, and an amazing workload that has a lot of travel with it. So congrats to Tyler Wildman out of Michigan and his amazing feat. Way to go, Tyler, and way to go for the show. We wrap it up again this week. Amazing how fast it goes. Thanks for hanging in there with us. For Ava, myself, Eric, we are out. We are the Valley Outdoors. Hope you have a great weekend outside. Be safe. See ya.